This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got the PlayStation Plus monthly games. Yes, we do. Xbox is going to Gamescom. We figured that. And Pragmata sold a bunch. But we begin today with Xbox. Because according to GameSpot.com, there were some server outages that saw players across the world that were unable to sign in, make purchases, or access their games for several hours. The Xbox Chief Technology Officer Scott Van Villet did speak about what happened on the Xbox network and how it was fixed, and what will Microsoft do to enhance its response times in the future. First, he talked about the licensing services that operates outside the Xbox that did begin to fail, and that led to various problems that impacted a lot of the console users' base and the publishing store partners who relied on the same services. So to fix it, the Microsoft engineers isolated a failing infrastructure. So they redirected traffic and continued to work towards discovering the root cause behind the incident. Because the services were restored unevenly across the regions. This did result in several territories that have their full online functionality that was restored later on than others. Here's what Billet did right there online. Quote, "We're running a full post-incident review. I care less about the one-line root cause and more about the real question, why a failure in one service was able to take down this much, why recovery took so as long as it did, and what we did change to so a single point of failure can't ruin your night again," end quote. But that was Xbox having their problems. Epic Store tried to fix theirs by hiring someone, and that person came from Blizzard Entertainment. PC Games N did say that Epic Games hired the former Battle.net head for the Unreal Engine 6. And Tim Sweeney did share that the ex-Battle.net Senior Vice President Technology and Services, Martin Keeley, will be going to those Epic Games Store and the Epic Games Services as the new Vice President General Manager. Now, that was a repost from Sweeney, which was shared on his X page on Monday, on July 27th. And he said that Epic is heading into, quote, "The Unreal Engine 6 and the team open linking up to make everything work across platforms, storage, engines, and ecosystems." So, what did Keeley do? Well, he was at the Blizzard Entertainment for the past 7 years. So he made his move to Epic that looks to make his mark on the time ahead. What did he do? He was the head of Battle.net. And we all know how Battle.net does look. And we also know on how Epic Game Store does look. So he was hired there to improve the Epic Game Store. In fact, Tim Sweeney did get up on his Twitter account, or X account, and say, quote, "Welcome, Martin Keeley, the new GM of Epic Game Store and Epic Online Services. As we head into the new era of Unreal Engine 6, and team open linking up to make everything work across platforms, stores, engines, and ecosystems." Now, he did say that he was thrilled and honored about the new role. So, we shall see what happens to the Epic Game Store. Won't we, people? But you can't find Pragmata there. According to PC Gamer, Pragmata has sold 2.5 million copies in 3 months, and Capcom is celebrating that. And that was released in the Q1 2026 financial report, and that was to no one's surprise. So the company is doing well, but Pragmata was a part of the Capcom shared sales figures, and it did sell more than 2.5 million copies since it was released. Now, the writer was talking about the play style of it, and where he thought it fell a little flat. But still, it sold 2.5 million. That is good. This might be good too. According to HLTV.org, yeah, we're going to the esports corner. The EWC 2026 Grand Finals have moved to the Accor Arena, and that is the Esports World Cup last day will be played in a venue that will be hosted by Blast.TV in Major Paris. And the Accor Arena will host the championships Sunday of the Esports World Cup. The tournament, usually hosted in Rida, was moved to Paris due to the Iran war in May. But after the tickets to the Grand Finals and the Expo sold out, EWC expanded the capacity. So the $2 million event will feature 32 teams for CS2, four of whom are coming with a massive open qualifier on LAN. 16 teams will make the playoffs, with the Grand Final booked for the arena on August 23rd. After 4 weeks in the multi-esports competition, Neta Spencer is on top of the rankings, and there's a $7 million payout for the first place if they stay there. We'll see what happens. But don't worry, Gamescom is going to have Xbox. And that's true, because Xbox is celebrating 25 years of play and returns to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. Here's more EA, Minecraft Dungeons 2, and more via the Xbox Wire. So the Xbox booth will be packed with new worlds to explore, developers to meet, and experience the showcase of what's next for Xbox. The booth will have 25 upcoming games and 140 game stations, giving fans the opportunity to go hands-on before they launch. So you could be among the first to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4, Minecraft Dungeons 2, and Gears of War E-Day, Metro 2039, Stranger Than Heaven, Alien Isolation 2, and more. And you could turn in from home. They'll be on the YouTube and Twitch channels at that time as well. If you want to see the recordings, they're on YouTube. But if you want to see them live up on Twitch, well, you can see them there too, along with the recordings. But if you're going to go there, they're in Hall 7, Booth A-0.61. But if you want some PlayStation games and you don't have an Xbox, you got a PlayStation instead. PlayStation Plus monthly games for August: Dying Light 2, Stay Human, Reloaded Edition, Big Walk, and Signals are a part of the monthly game list, and they're all playable from August 4th. Yes, they are. They're all playable from August 4th. You've heard of them. But there'll also be a Marvel Token Fighting Souls PlayStation Plus pack. Yep, that's going to be there too. But that's okay, because we're going to end today with a little bit of Nintendo. Why not? Because somebody found a retro Famicom box that is still operational. And it is. And it's in Japan. But that's not where it was found. You will probably be interested in that, because there was a discovery of the legendary Famicom and Nintendo's commercial use only console that was released in 1986. Automation reported on the news. But it was a Famicom archivist, Oriki on X, that found the lost hardware. Photos were included. Including in them was a full search that was described on the invitation of a love hotel. And it did reveal that every room except one had a working Famicom box installed. So it was found in a love hotel in Japan. Lovely. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.